Chapter 23. Bobby Haas was in the front yard raking leaves when Liska pulled up to the curb in front of the Haas home. Just parking in the driveway made the skin on the back of her neck prickle, so she didn't. She felt a little sheepish being so weird about this place. During the course of her career, she'd been to literally hundreds of death scenes, had gone back to them, had spent time in them to try to imagine the crime as it was taking place. But this place, she wished she'd worn a religious medal. The boy looked up as soon as Liska got out of the car. He had an expression that told her he had received too much bad news in his young life and was bracing himself for more. "Hey, Bobby, how's your dad doing?" "He's not feeling very good." "Should he be going to a doctor?" she asked. "I'll try to help you with him. I know he doesn't want to go, but if he's sick..." Bobby Haas looked back at the house as if he were seeking permission. When he turned back to her, he sighed. "No, thanks. He's got his medication from his regular doctor, and he's really no worse than he ever gets. He just needs to rest. I can take care of him, I don't mind." "He's a proud man, your dad," Liska said, though she knew nothing of the sort. "You know, when something really catastrophic happens, sometimes the strongest people get hit the hardest." "He feels responsible," Bobby said. "Like, he could have prevented it, but he couldn't have. Not without being psychic. Maybe I could have stopped it from happening too if I'd known it was going to happen." Liska nodded. "But you didn't know. No one knew. No one could ever imagine something that evil, except the Karl Dahls of the world. He's still loose, isn't he?" "Everything possible is being done to find him," Liska said. She nodded toward the front porch. "Can we sit down for a minute?" He looked suspicious, but went with her as she started toward the porch, suggesting he didn't really have an option. Liska took a spot on the top step. Bobby sat two steps down, leaning his rake against the side of the stairs. The brilliant fall sun cast a glow around him, as if he were an angel. Pretty, she thought. That was how to describe him, not as a handsome young man, but beautiful. He had to have taken after his mother. She tried to remember what Marlene Haas had looked like, but the only picture she held in her mind was the garish, horrific crime scene photo showing Marlene Haas propped up on the sofa in the TV room, her face lifeless, daisies sprouting out of her chest. "You know, Bobby, I'm sure you've heard this so often you don't want to hear it anymore, but I really am sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for what you and your dad have had to go through, especially what you had to go through, finding your mother's body, finding the kids in the basement. I can't even begin to imagine what that must have felt like. Were you and your mom close?" The boy squinted across the yard, as if his mother might be standing over by the garage. "Marlene was my stepmother. But yeah, I liked her. She was a nice person, really kind. She liked to bake. The house always smelled like cookies."